But now meal, I'd get self-rising. I like the self-rising meal, and I'd keep that in the refrigerator. Because, it, you know, things like that. But now this flour, never, I'd use that up making biscuit every morning, you see. Mm-hmm. I didn't make them every morning. I'd make them about every other morning and put them in a enamel pan with an enamel lid on it. Mm-hmm. And I'd take Crisco and just grease the top, put it in the oven, in the refrigerator I didn't use. Mm-hmm. And the next time it was just as nice as it was that first morning. And I know one of the ladies at the store said, "Miss Bell, I want you to give me a hunk of that batter, of that biscuit. Your biscuit just looks so good. I see you eating your lunch." And I gave her some, and she's the proudest thing of it. And she said hers was, she didn't use it all the first morning, and she enjoyed it so much.
Yeah. Okay, if you wanted to make bread rise, you might put baking powder or soda in it.
A little soda and a little baking powder is what I'd always use.
Okay, but what about something else that comes in a little package? You buy at the store?
No, I don't know. I just use that old-fashioned mix.
Yeah, I know you know what I mean. It comes in a little packet, and it's dry, and it comes in little grains, and it'll make bread rise.
Now, let's see, what is that? But in my cornbread, I just use my buttermilk. And
yeah. I'll tell you. Yeast or yeast.
Yeast, That you'd use that in your light bread and stuff like that. Now, I never have made very much of things like that, the rolls. And I made a lot of biscuit. Now, Mother did that. Mother made rolls, and she even made good homemade light bread.
Hmm.
But I never have made light bread, having had the bakery, you know, so long and everything.
Yeah.
And the Franklins on and on had owned the bakery, and we just always got the loaf bread from there.
Yeah. By the way, I was going to ask you the other day, your last name, is that a
yes.
You know, is there any connection with and the of county? Or is there any family?
I don't really know.
Historical connection?
Now that's in, I belong to the Historical Society and all. And now there, we have a book. Now Roy's mother was before mm-hmm. they married. And I have the whole history of this fella. He lives in California, one of the relatives. And he was a very brilliant man. And no telling how long it took that man to write this up, and he belongs to the Historical Society mm-hmm. now, but he went just as far back what my husband did, what every member of the family and the family and all the connection. It must have taken him, and I just gave mine to the library, because me never having children, I thought something could happen to me, and they told me anytime I wanted to see that, I could have it to mm-hmm. see, you know, and like that, but I donated it to our library here.
Yeah. So, but you'd say that your family is, you know, one of the older families
yes.
here?
Yes, yes. Back, I don't know how far back, the history of it and all.
Yeah.
And the county wasn't named, I wouldn't think, after any of them, but...
I was just wondering, it was...
Not that I know of. There were seven boys and one girl in the family. And I kidded the girls, I got the best one. They all thought they got the best one.
Yeah. Okay, what would you call the inside part of an egg?
Well, the yellow and then the whites.
Okay. If you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boiled.
Boiled what?
Boiled egg, and then if you poached them, you broke them and dropped them in this boiling water.
Okay. What do you call the salt or sugar cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Well, that's bacon.
Okay.